is Radio African Voice News, your global link.
Media urged to uphold media ethics ahead of general elections. Nakeh is concerned over government's reluctance to disperse school grants. And masked men abduct prominent Malian lawyer in Bamako. Good evening to presenter my news. I am Chimba Chilopa. Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Mwetwa has called on the media to uphold professionalism, ethics and integrity as the country prepares for the 2026 general elections. Speaking in commemoration of World Press Freedom Day, which was today under the theme, Shaping a Future at Peace, Promoting Press Freedom for Human Rights, Development and Security, Mr. Mwetwa said the media should not compromise their integrity through biased reporting, but rather remain professional and uphold the truth. He described the role of the media as a bridge that guards the truth about the position of the nation in its economic and social development state. The media should ensure that the nation is well informed by factual reporting based on the truth, stated Mr. Mwetwa. He further urged the media to maintain professionalism when reporting, saying that misinformation may lead the public astray.
The Daily Mail, as we approach the 13th August 2026 presidential and general elections, we urge media practitioners to remain vigilant and committed to professional and ethical reporting. This year's election and the outcome thereof will largely be, in my view, be determined by the narrative that the media will set and shape for the nation.
Central Province Permanent Secretary Milna Mwanakampwe says the government is saddened by the death of three Mulungushi University students in a fatal road traffic accident that occurred early this morning. Dr. Mwanakampwe, who has visited students that are admitted at Kabwe Central Hospital, said the government is saddened to lose young minds in an untimely manner. The deceased have been identified as Moko Kachanda, the driver, and a third-year student of unknown age, Felix Luther, also a third student of equally unknown age, and Mwangala Kabwe, age 24, a fourth-year student. Dr. Mwanakampwe disclosed that two of the students that have sustained serious head injuries will be evacuated to Lusaka for further medical examinations and care, while the one with minor injuries will be managed at the local facility. He has commended the staff at Kabwe Central Hospital for attending to the accident victims promptly. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia Nakeh has expressed concern over government's reluctance to allocate school grants for the second quarter of 2026. Nakeh's Executive Director Aaron Chasa stressed that the Ministry of Finance should have disbursed school operational grants in the first or second week of April. Dr. Chasa explained that it is disturbing that schools have not been resourced up to now, and there has been no feedback from the government. Without these grants in schools, it has become impossible for school managers to pay salaries for support staff, buy electricity and water, said Dr. Chasa in a statement issued to RSN News today. Dr. Chasa disclosed that teachers and managers are now using personal money to attend conferences and meetings. He further stated that this act is not acceptable and should be addressed with the agency it deserves. Dr. Chasa has since called upon the Ministry of Finance to treat the issue of school grants as an emergency.
We are deeply concerned that the government is failing to send operational school grants for quarter two. The Minister of Finance should have dispersed these grants to schools across the country in the first or second week of April. But without any explanation, up to now, schools have not been resourced. And this is making it very, very difficult for school managers, for example, to pay salaries for support staff.
A 21-year-old woman of Chalobanto village in Chief Nkoli Mfumu's chiefdom in Kasama district, who went missing on Friday, May 1st, 2026, after a misunderstanding at home, has been found dead. Northern Province Police Commanding Officer Simonji Mulonda says the incident was reported at Kasama Central Police Station on Saturday, May 2, 2026, at around 14:35 hours. Mr. Mulonda, who identified the deceased as Patricia Mwansa, said the father, Augustine Katanda, age 51, told police that Mwansa went missing on May 1st after a misunderstanding at home. Ms. Amlonda said the now deceased was last seen leaving the family residence around 14 hours and her body was discovered the following day about 100 meters from the house. He added that police inspected the body and found no evidence of foul play. In African news, a well-known Malian lawyer and politician critic of the ruling junta was abducted overnight by masked men in the capital Bamako, members of his family told AFP Sunday. His disappearance comes as Mali's junta faces a major crisis following large-scale attacks on several of its strategic positions last weekend and the killing of its defense minister. The assaults are being carried out by Tuareg separatists and Al-Qaeda-linked jihadists. Coming up shortly, Russian strikes kill 10 as Zelensky says Ukraine hits oil tankers and terminal. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Russian drone and missile strikes in Ukraine have killed 10 people and injured at least 76 over the past day, Ukrainian officials say. Officials in five regions around the country reported fatalities as Moscow continues to target Ukrainian cities with regular drone and missile attacks. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said three Russian oil tankers, a cruise missile carrier warship and a patrol boat were struck in separate attacks on two Russian ports. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Mwetwa has called on the media to uphold professionalism, ethics and integrity as the country prepares for the 2026 general elections. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia NACEZ has expressed concern over government reluctance to allocate school grants for the second quarter of 2026. And a well-known Malian lawyer and politician critic of the ruling junta was abducted overnight by masked men in the capital Bamako, members of his family told AFP Sunday. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RSV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Good evening and stay tuned.
Limited is Zambia's newest telecommunications service provider with the fastest data connectivity, the widest fiber optic coverage, and the most stable and reliable network in Zambia. Fibercom is your internet kasuida.